Karen Arle, marketing and mindset coach, and is the brains behind Webstar Web Design. She's in the studio with 101.5, and I'm Rosemary, and we've got no doubt we've all heard it before. The future is all about AI. Karen, let's start with your overall opinion on AI and how local small businesses listening might be able to start thinking and also leveraging it.
Yeah, so I love this topic. So for starters, I actually have a cautiously optimistic view on AI as a whole. On one hand, it can save business owners a lot of time. With things like repetitive tasks, idea generation, strategy and automations, AI can genuinely become a valuable member of your team. But then the flip side, environmental impacts, copyright issues, plagiarism, as well as accuracy.
How interesting. I'd like to know what you're considering multiple angles and possibly playing devil's advocate, if you will. So let's start with how AI is proving useful. And can you give us a few examples of how you're using AI on a day-to-day basis?
Absolutely. So here's my top three. So with our emails, we actually use a software called Fixer AI. So that's spelled F-Y-X-E-R for anyone who's interested. It helps sort out and it can classify the emails into folders, and it even helps compose suggested responses. I kid you not, this tool alone has saved my team and I roughly 15 to 20 hours per week on email management and communications alone. Secondly, we predominantly use Canva and Shutterstock to generate images and mockups if we want, if the images we're looking for don't exist. And then number three, this is our third tool that we use, is actually ChatGPT. It's pretty basic, but we use it to help compile things like lists, including the one I'm about to read out. So we use ChatGPT to assist with general research, clarifying business ideas and offers, refining messaging to better suit its audience, plan out long-term content inspiration, plus creating manuals and operating procedures.
It sounds like AI can help with so much and can be incredibly time-saving. How can you, or how do you suggest someone who's absolutely new to AI get started, Karen?
I suggest starting with wrapping your head around the basics. For example, what can AI do and how does it work? You can start with watching videos on YouTube or even use AI tools to do your research, like Google's Gemini, which automatically pops up when you do a search in Google, or you can use ChatGPT. Ask it as many questions as you need. From there, write down all of the marketing and administrative tasks you think you might like AI to assist you with. You can then ask AI to suggest tasks that other businesses in your industry are using it for. Then finally, you can ask it how it would tackle those tasks on your behalf and what information it would need from you in order to perform those tasks efficiently and at a high standard.
Wow. I mean, this is all incredible information, Karen, and it's so interesting that, you know, all of these AI tools are already out there and they're versatile. I'm thinking our chat this year might become a little bit of an AI series. Let's chat next month more about copyright and plagiarism and accuracy.
Yeah, you're so right. So we're barely even scratching the surface, and I would love to share more.
We look forward to hearing more about using AI tools and to help streamline it for businesses. You've been listening to Karen Arle, marketing and mindset coach from Webstar Web Design. So tune in to 101.5 each and every day, 24/7, for classic hits and specialty shows. Looking for community information or interesting podcasts like this one? Head to the 101.5fm.com.au and search podcast for a wide variety of topics from sports and fishing to health and community, business and real estate. 101.5, serving our community for over 40 years.